Long-term gains on the environment usually mean short-term pain at the pump. Does it have to be all or nothing on energy? Or is there middle ground between the oil rig and the wildlife preserve? It's Monday, March 19th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome back, John.
Good morning, Celeste. Live from London.
You're
back.
Really not going to do a bad British accent. Yeah,
okay. I'm back in New York.
Excellent. Welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
We're going to begin the morning with a look at Obama's energy policy, a discussion with Congressman Paul Tonko. Also, later this hour, we ask why so many black families are now deciding to homeschool their kids. And many of you are talking about diversity in politics.
One of the things that I think some of the black hierarchy needs to worry about is their exclusiveness. I.e., if you're not a Democrat, if you don't have a liberal agenda, then you're not welcome to the club.
That's Vince calling us from Pennsylvania. You can give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE, but now let's check in on our headlines.
And in the headlines, the lawyer for the family of that soldier accused in the killing of 16 Afghan civilians say family members remain stunned. However, the lawyer adds, they, quote, stand behind the man they know as a dedicated husband, father, and member of the armed services. The statement comes as Staff Sergeant Robert Bale sits in solitary confinement at the military's maximum security prison at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. His defense team begins meeting with him today. Charges against the 38-year-old are expected this week. Mitt Romney easily swept the Puerto Rican primary last night, trouncing his nearest rival. The former Massachusetts governor is using his win to showcase what he calls his broad appeal to all kinds of voters.
Those people who don't think that Latinos will vote for Republican need to take a look in Puerto Rico and see there that conservative principles and Latino voters go together.
Romney will have a hard time duplicating his success in tomorrow's Illinois primary, however. Rival Rick Santorum tells ABC News the path to the party's nomination remains open, and he intends to make his case in Illinois.
We still believe that there are plenty of delegates out there for us to do what we've been doing, which is actually going out there and winning states and winning the tough battles and doing so over pretty overwhelming odds.
There are 69 delegates at stake tomorrow in Illinois. More on the GOP race a little later this hour.
Security forces in Syria are clashing with gunmen in an upscale neighborhood of Damascus this morning. Senior officials say it's one of the worst confrontations in that year-long uprising. Almost 60 people were killed over the weekend in at least four different explosions. An American teacher is the latest victim of ongoing violence in Yemen. Militants killed Joel Shrum to protest Christian proselytizing by Westerners. Shrum was from Pennsylvania and had been working at the International Training Development Center for 2 years.
A huge line of severe storms in the Midwest marches east today, putting much of the heartland in its sights. The system spawned at least two tornadoes overnight in central Nebraska. Homes were damaged. No reports of injuries. Forecasters say from Des Moines to Houston, that area is at high risk for severe weather this morning and today. And in the problems we'd all like to have department, Apple may have decided what to do with its cash hoard of nearly $100 billion. That announcement comes later this morning after a long discussion by its board of directors. The company is widely expected to announce a plan to issue a continuing dividend to its shareholders.
Something they haven't done for a while. Asian markets are mixed right now. European indices are down. Wall Street futures are mixed, though. The Dow will start at 13,232, the S&P at 1,404, and the NASDAQ will open up at 3055. Well, it's not just for the Santorums and the Tebows. We're going to talk about why homeschooling is on the rise in cities, urban areas, especially among African Americans. And we want you to get involved in this conversation with us. If you've ever considered homeschooling, maybe you are homeschooling your kids or you have. Why would you consider it? Why would you do that? Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org. Coming up this week, though, the president is on an energy tour. He's going to go and take a look at solar facilities, oil fields, also the controversial start point of the Keystone pipeline. He's promoting his all-of-the-above energy policy, as in E, all of the above. More on that with a New York Democratic Congressman Paul Tonko next.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.